As pandemic restrictions ease, U.S. beef is seeing new growth in the Middle East through grocery sampling, restaurants and hotels, and a surge in e-commerce. Bassam Boussala, the U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in the Middle East, says the region's grocers are allowing food sampling again and tasting demos conducted with support from USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program, which are important for U.S. beef sales.
During the COVID time, sampling in the retail sector was not allowed. But now the government, they're giving us special permission to do it again. The chef is allowed to do live cooking and do a tasting for U.S. beef cuts. Customers like such demonstration because they taste U.S. beef properly prepared, and they can ask questions to chefs and communicate with them the proper cooking tips and methods.
High-end restaurants in the Gulf region often feature U.S. beef, so the return of hotel and food service business has been key.
During COVID time, food service was suffering in the region because visitors to the country was very minimal. But now the food service sector in Dubai and other Gulf states is going back to normal. Occupancy in the hotels is around like 70 to 90%. And for sure, U.S. beef in this situation is getting better market. Steakhouses now ordering more quantities. Customers used to know only the prime cuts like tenderloin, strip loin, rib eye, T-bone steaks. But we promote underutilized cuts in the market like the short rib, hanging tenders, brisket, chuck. Chefs find them very profitable for their menu and they can use with reasonable price.
Boussala also says the pandemic increased interest in U.S. beef meal sales through e-commerce, a trend that is continuing to boost sales even as restrictions have been lifted. For more, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.